The fifth Sunday of Easter. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 13, verses 31 to 35. When Judas had gone from the upper room, Jesus said, "Now has the Son of Man been glorified, and in him God has been glorified. If God has been glorified in him, God will in turn glorify him in himself and will glorify him very soon. My little children, I shall not be with you much longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also must love one another. By this love you have for one another, everyone will know that you are my disciples."
Jesus is with 11 of his apostles at the Last Supper, shortly before his passion is about to begin, and just after Judas Iscariot has left the group to do what is still left to be done. Jesus tells his apostles that they must love one another and that a miracle will occur that is so great that only a few of them will understand. He says, "The greater the miracle, the greater the glory of its author. It is God himself who says, 'See, my beloved wanted it, had it, and I granted it, because great is his grace in my eyes.' And here," he says, "his grace has no limits, as the miracle performed by him is infinite. The glory that comes from God to the author of the miracle is the same as the glory that returns from the author to the Father, because every supernatural glory, as it comes from God, returns to its source. And the glory of God, although it is already infinite, increases and shines more and more through the glory of his saints. So I say, as the Son of Man has been glorified by God, so God has been glorified by the Son of Man. I have glorified God in myself. In his turn, God will glorify his Son in himself. He will glorify him shortly. Exalt, O spiritual essence of the second person who is going back to your sea. Exalt, O body who is going to ascend again after such a long exile in degradation. And not Adam's paradise, but the sublime paradise of the Father is about to be given to you as your abode. If it has been said that the amazing order of God given through the lips of a man, stop the sun, what will happen among the stars when they see the wonder of the body of the man ascend and sit at the right hand of the Father in the perfection of his glorified being? My little children, I will remain with you for a short time, and afterwards you will be looking for me as orphans look for their dead parent. Weeping, you will go about speaking of him. In vain you will knock at his silent tomb. But for the time being, you cannot come where I am going. To the Judeans also I said, later you will look for me, but you cannot come where I am going. I say the same to you. Think of my mother. Neither can she come where I am going. And yet, I left the Father to come to her and become Jesus in her immaculate womb. And no one loves me as she does. But notwithstanding all that, I will leave her and go where she will come only after a long time. The commandment I give you, sanctify yourselves year by year, month by month, day by day, hour by hour, to be able to come to me when it is your hour. in order to be sure that you are able to join me and to forget the grief in mourning the separation from your Jesus, I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, you must love one another. By this love, it will be known that you are my disciples. When a father has many sons, how does one know they are his sons? Not so much by their physical appearance, because there are men who in everything are like another man with whom there is no blood tie, even though they are not of the same country. They are known by their common love for the family, for their father, and for one another. And even when the father dies, a good family does not break up, because they are of the same blood, the same they had from the seed of their father. And it ties in knots that not even death loosens, because love is stronger than death. If you love one another after I have left you, everybody will acknowledge you as my children, and therefore as my disciples, and having had only one father, as brothers to one another. Azaria, Maria's guardian angel, has a message for us all. As in the time of the early Christians, the one that converts is love. See how they love one another, the pagans would say among themselves, and with this simple and sublime means, the Christians developed proselytes who were more numerous and convinced than if they had spoken in learned fashion from dawn to dusk and conducted disputations and exerted pressure. Jesus says to Maria Valtorta, love one another as I have loved you. From the cradle to the cross, from Bethlehem to the Mount of Olives, I loved you. The cold and poverty of my first night in the world did not keep me from loving you with my spirit. And annihilating myself, as the word, to the point of not being able to say I love you, I said those words to you with my spirit, inseparable from that of the Father, and working with it with inexhaustible activity. The agony of my last night on earth did not keep me from loving you. On the contrary, it reached the highest peaks of love. On the contrary, it burned in the most intense fire. On the contrary, along with repugnance at sin and the pain of abandonment by the Father, it consumed all that was not love to the point of squeezing the blood out of my veins. What greater love is there? Jesus speaks of a form of love which works hand in hand with his own. In the pagan world of a new paganism, which is even more atrocious because it is more demonically subtle, consecrated souls that live in the world are again needed, as in the early times of my church, to perfume the world with me. They summarize the active and contemplative life in themselves in a single word, victims. But I have only the victims who are capable of imitating me in sacrifice, which is the highest form of love. What did I say? By this they will know whether you are my disciples, if you love one another. There is no greater love than that of the one who gives his life for his friends. The victims have taken love to such a high level that it has a form similar to mine. The victims give themselves for me because I am in souls, and whoever saves a soul saves me in that soul. Therefore, there is no greater love for me than that of immolating oneself for me, your friend, and for the poor sinful souls that are our impoverished friends. I say ours, because where there is a soul in love, God is also with her, and thus there are two of us.